The newspaper biz lost one of its greats last week. W. Horace Carter, longtime editor and publisher of the small-town North Carolina Tabor City Tribune. In 1953, Carter won a Pulitzer Prize for stories and editorials he'd written about the Ku Klux Klan then terrorizing the area. His meticulous reporting on local Klan wrongdoing eventually drew the FBI to the region and culminated in federal and state prosecutions of several dozen Klansmen. The Pulitzer Committee wrote that Carter's work, along with that of Willard Cole, another local publisher, frustrated the Klan's expansion efforts in the Carolinas. Walt Campbell is in the process of making a documentary about Carter's life, and he describes what Carter brought upon himself for standing up to the Klan.
They would call up and say, well, we're going to come and get you and your family tonight. We're going to attack your home. There were people who would park out in front of their home and shine the lights inside of their living room and just sit there for hours at a time. There were times when his dogs were kidnapped and killed.
Carter even faced resistance from his own family and friends. Here's Carter in his own words.
Some of the best friends I had in the world said, you're going to get in a lot of trouble if you keep on writing this stuff. Don't you know that they did the South a favor after the Civil War, and you hadn't ought to be riding these people? They're trying to make this a better place to live.
The prevailing opinion in textbooks and other things was that the Klan had done the South a favor following the Civil War by coming out and routing out the carpetbaggers and the scallywags, and his father shared many of these same assumptions about the Klan, and for the most part, the surrounding population of the entire South felt that way about the Klan.
Carter started reporting on the Klan after they paraded through Tabor City in 1950. Can you describe that scene and how it played out?
It was a Saturday night. Mr. Carter had been warned, if you will, that something was going to happen that night and that he should be downtown about dark. Well, he heard a siren about 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and he went out and he saw a line of cars coming through the center of Tabor City. The Klansmen had on their robes and hoods. Tabor City was a center for the surrounding community of farmers, and they would come in on Saturday night. So that was a good time for the Klan to catch them there. They had a little money in their pockets. They might want to take out a membership in the Klan. And they quickly paraded through town, threw out some literature on the sidewalk, and went through the black area of town known as the Bottom. Horace Carter saw that, and the next day he sat down, drafted an editorial, which came out in the next Wednesday's newspaper.
Can you read a salient line or two from that editorial?
The Klan, despite its Americanism, plea, is the personification of fascism and Nazism. It is just such outside-the-law operations that lead to dictatorships through fear and insecurity.
What was his reaction to winning the Pulitzer?
He was happy, of course. But I still think he felt of himself as having not done anything another newspaper editor wouldn't do. There was much made of it around the country and much made of him and his stance, and he handled it like the working-class Southern boy that he was.
Walt, thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Walter Campbell is a scholar, author, and independent filmmaker. W. Horace Carter, publisher and editor of the Tabor City Tribune, died September 16th at the age of 88, not far from Tabor City, North Carolina.
I just believe, as I have told many people, that I did what any weekly newspaper would do if he was a Christian and he was trying to do the right thing and trying to raise a family in this community. I believe anybody would have done the same thing I did.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.